The word of God for our consideration this morning comes from James chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Ned Kelly was one of Australia's most famous outlaws. He was eventually caught by police, but only after he had killed three police officers and committed a slew of armed robberies. However, before he was caught, Ned Kelly did something no one expected. He came out to fight the police in a suit of armor. The suit of armor was 97 pounds and a quarter inch thick iron. And it worked. Well, sort of. One major flaw in Kelly's design was he forgot to protect his legs. The police were able to wound him enough in his legs that he was felled and eventually captured. A genius idea, felled by one small oversight. What is your body armor in your spiritual life? Do you have something with which to protect yourself against the bullets of Satan's temptations? Well, the truth is, we all do. The real question is, does yours have a design flaw? James deals very specifically with sin and temptation in the first chapter of his epistle. He rules out the thought that man is being tempted by God. He writes, "For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one." He also covers the right and wrong attitude to have when facing temptation. We should realize that God is using these temptations for our own benefit, to grow our faith, and to not have a doubting spirit. A doubting spirit is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. James wants the people then, and you now, to know God gives you the armor of his word to defend against Satan's attacks and for the salvation of your souls. Satan is not always obvious in his temptations, is he? He doesn't always attack from the front where it is easy to spot and say, "Not today, Satan." Rather, he often attacks through the back door. And James addresses the manner in which Satan uses the back door. He hunts for that weakness in your armor. Verse 16, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." The temptation James is warning about here is that ever-present ego. I worked my job. I bought my house. I bought my car. Satan loves to stoke the fire of one's amour propre, or one's sense of self-worth. Everything stretching from ordinary and daily gifts to the most elaborate and extravagant gifts are used by Satan to puff up man's heart. We lose control, and it spirals us away from the security of God's word, and we spiral right into the next attack of Satan. Verse 19 through 20, James states, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." This one seems to be an obvious and easily identified attack, but it isn't, is it? How often do you feel that anger burning within you as you read through another opinion article online whose opinion is just wrong? How often does that anger arise with a coworker or even a fellow Christian? Traps you in an argument that you cannot agree on and you are unwilling to cede. It happens all the time. And it happens in a split second. We don't even see it coming, and by the time we do, it's already too late. And we let our anger overcome us. Not only is this not befitting for a Christian to do, but it kicks the door wide open for Satan to entangle us in a worse situation, in a worse sin. And yet James does not want to dwell on the failure of man, but he wants them to become complete believers. So he gives them the key to the impenetrable armor, God's Word. He writes, "Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." James ushers them back to the beginning. It was not of their will, nor of our will, that we were made believers, but of God's will. It was the word of truth, the gospel, that called us out of darkness and into his family. Christ's perfect life and innocent death is granted to you. He takes away your weighty, dark cloak of sin and filth, and he replaces it with his white, light robes of righteousness. He removes your exposed, ineffective body armor and replaces it with the fully protective armor of his love. What kind of love is this? That not only does God decide to call sinners like you and me out of darkness, but he gives us everything that we need to remain his. He gives you the Holy Spirit that has created the faith in your heart. He gives you that new man that resists putting on the armor of sinful flesh, and he gives you the means to strengthen your faith. It is through the Word that we learn how much we have disobeyed God's law. It is in the Word that we find the only solution to our certain damnation. It is in the Word that the Holy Spirit teaches us to fall at the cross of Jesus and say, "Help me, Lord Jesus." In the Word of God reveals that he looks upon you and sees Jesus' righteousness, not your filth. In the Word of God, he displays so beautifully the life that awaits you and I in heaven. The Word of God is your armor. This is your defense against every single one of Satan's attacks. What did Jesus do when he was tempted by Satan in the wilderness? He recalled the scriptures and sent Satan reeling. This is your escape. This is your impenetrable armor. When all else fades away, God's word does not fade away. When you can't find your way through life, God's word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. When it seems impossible to tell what is right and what is wrong, God's word is your source of absolute truth. God is the source of all good and perfect gifts, and he does not change. Ponder that for a moment. How comforting that is with all that is going on around you, and how quickly life seems to change. God doesn't. He stays right by your side every step of your life. He talks to you, he comforts you, and restores you through his word. Ned Kelly may have become famous for using body armor in a gunfight, but his design had a flaw, and it exposed him. You have something even greater. You have the very true word of God. This word of God is your armor against Satan's attacks, and it is salvation for your souls. Amen. We'll close this morning singing hymn 283.